Welcome, everyone, this glorious Saturday to the Peaceful Planet. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon, and we have an absolutely wonderful program planned for you today with a wonderful guest, Reverend May Leilani Schmidt, who also is a member of the BBS radio here, and she's going to be sharing some very interesting readings for our audience, as well as a little bit about her Hawaiian background. We're so pleased to have you on the show, Leilani. And Yeah, it's an honor to have you, dear. We're not quite ready to open with Leilani yet, though, because, you know, at the beginning of the show, I normally open with messages from Spirit and special music. So I thought I would read to you a message from John Lennon that was recently channeled that I thought you might find interesting, and then we're going to play another song by Bob Murray. The song you were listening to was Peaceful Planet, written by Bob Murray and interpreted by Chris Moores, and this song was the inspiration for the name behind the show, Peaceful Planet, and as many of you know, I channel John Lennon, and he brings through music through Bob Murray and lyrics through me and wonderful messages that uplift our program. So I thought I would read to you one of the recent messages from him, which is about a new talent from Britain, Queen Ladybug. So we're going to do that, feature some more music, and then we're going to be back with our wonderful guest, Reverend May Leilani Schmidt. Dear John, here I am, and what a wonderful song you wrote through Ladybug by the same name. I am so delighted to have met up with Claudine. She's got so much talent. John, yeah, I've been working through her for many years, and it's culminating in her film and her music. Glad to be coming through as I do with my channels. We're happy you are speaking and feel that people want to know more about Murray's music and your lyrics, and that the CD you're doing should do well also. We congratulate you're using the talent of Queen Ladybug and predict that you and she will be making a deal of some sorts beyond the show. She has great talent in music, and she is just what you need and Murray to formalize a deal. We think maybe this is it. There will be another person stepping forward to assist in some way. We ask you to continue those music contacts you do have and continue asking for more attention to be paid to your music and show. We wish you well in this sacred and glorious endeavor, which is heaven sent from John, with love. And I can't help making a play on words when all I do is write music and lyrics all day, you know. Marcia, I listened to many of your tunes with Murray's CD today, John, and really I could hear your love and your talent through the notes, something I'd heard in life with the Beatles. You still are fabulous, you know, John. Well, Marcia, no need to compliment us. We know who we are and who we were, and although that's all behind us now, we do go on making music and entertaining people on this side and on your show. So for now, we're off to another project this evening. I'm saying I love you and bye for now. So that's wonderful from John, and if you want more information about the music that's being done on this show, we encourage all of our listeners to please visit Bob Murray's website at www.thestarsstillshine, and that's two S's, starsstillshine.com, where you can hear the music, which is being offered to the public for free. And then we're going to hear a song that really resonates very strongly with this message, and that song is Images of My Love, and this is going to set the tone for the wonderful interview we have coming up with Reverend Leilani. So we're really excited to play this song for you and to have her bring through messages from Spirit as well as myself. If you want to call in, our call-in number, well, I tell you what, we'll mention that after the song. Let's play the song and then we'll get back to the call-in number.
Thank you.
And we're back with the Peaceful Planet, and you were listening to Images of My Love, which is inspired from John Lennon through the mediumship of Bob Murray. And I love the tune because it has such a sound of the harpsichord and kind of an old Beatles sound to it. So it's really great stuff, and we're so appreciative that Bob is sharing the great talent of these greats on the other side. Now I'd like to introduce Reverend Leilani Schmidt and read you a little bit about her bio, and she's going to open with a very special prayer as soon as I complete that. So Reverend Leilani, with us here now on the phone, has been a professional in the field of holistic health for many years. She's a certified Hawaiian kahuna and the founder instructor of the Multidimensional Healer in Arizona. She's also a certified Reiki master teacher, transpersonal master hypnotherapist, iridologist, herbalist, nutrition specialist, and certified past life regression master. Being a radiant light worker, Leilani uses clairvoyance and clairaudience to empower her to see with clarity. She intuitively directs God's universal healing energy to locate and remove all disqualified energies, providing a loving, healing experience to those who seek her unique gifts. Reverend Leilani, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to feature you and your work on the Peaceful Planet. Thank you for your patience. We're so glad to have you.
Aloha to you. It is an honor for us to be here this day with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. They all came flooding in. They're going, yes, we get to play today.
And it's so really, the masters are standing.
Yes, yes. And one of the first things I'd like to say to everybody is, you know, my signature is the word aloha. And aloha allows the connection between God and yourselves. And it's a very powerful, and you may even want to use it at times, because the word itself is a tune to the tones of the universe, which opens up those channels.
How wonderful. I didn't know that about aloha. Aloha, what a wonderful word. Now, I want to open up our phone lines for a second here and give our callers a chance to call in and get a reading with either myself or you. And this is what we're going to be focused on today, but I'd like to also talk more to Leilani about Hawaiian tradition. Our phone is toll-free, 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And so, Leilani, could you give us a little bit more? You were talking about maybe opening with a prayer or giving us a little bit more about yourself and your Hawaiian background.
Yes. Now, I started 2 years ago speaking the light language. And it was really interesting because I was sitting here enjoying listening to your channeled messages to all the listeners of BBS Radio. And they immediately came in and said, we would like to share blessings with all the listeners this day. So if I can have all the listeners close your eyes and take a deep breath, and as you release this breath, I ask that each of you stay focused on your heart chakra and allow the heart just to open fully. And this, obviously, is for those who would like to receive blessings this day. So, and I'd ask that you do this one more time, taking a deep breath, letting go of all the things that keep us engaged within our day, releasing all tension, all stress, all concerns and worries. Okay, they're ready. Okay, here we go. And by the way, I just wanted to let you know this will be the first time I've actually done this live on a radio broadcast, so I'm very excited to share this language with all your listeners of this show.
Well, bless you, and what a wonderful meditation you just did. I'm feeling 100% more relaxed.
Oh, excellent.
Go ahead.
Now, all of you will indeed feel an incredible power of energy that will come down and flow over you. And I ask that you breathe from your heart chakras, breathing in the blessings that you will receive this day. So here we go. Jalahi'i kona pala utala hisina makapai. Hutala mahia mo uiakala. Chali ushi hamanai. Pala utila hana. Ma uiikia. Tala ishi umanai pala. Tala iyo hona mo uiakua. Pa uiia tali ashi. Nahu ia katai. Aloha nui loa. Breathe it in. Allow it to integrate within your physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And I'll give you guys all a moment to send your gratitude to the universe and to God. And so it is. So be it. Amen.
Wow, that language was really interesting. Now, you were saying that's a language of light, so you were not speaking in Hawaiian, but it had a very native sound to it there. What can you tell us about that language? How did you come to channel?
Well, it was really interesting because a couple of years ago, I started speaking just one or two words of it. And as the 2 years unfolded, I began more and more speaking full sentences. And so I sat in meditation one day and I asked, I said, you know, what is this all about? Am I indeed speaking a true language? Of course, you know, you get concerned for those things. And they said, absolutely. You're speaking the language of the ancient Mu. In the Lemurian days.
I knew you were going to say that. You're speaking Lemurian, right?
That is correct.
Lemurian. And for those listeners that are not keen to Lemuria, of course, Edgar Cayce spoke of the ancient continent of Lemuria, which existed prior to Atlantis. Tell us a little bit about Lemuria, because I think there are some Hawaiian connections to Lemuria, are there not?
Yes, there is. Matter of fact, I'll need to go a step further into it. And, you know, originally it was called Mu, and that's spelled M-U. It eventually graduated into Lemuria. Now, what is profound is that when this particular area was migrated with the natives at that time, they understood the ancient knowledge. They spoke the language. They were very much in tune or connected to the God source, the universal laws of our universe. They had the ability to what we would refer to today as alchemy or a magician. It was very apparent in those days that if you had any form of discomfort at any level, that was immediately shifted by what they known as we know today as the kuhuna. Now, one of the things that I'd like to share with all the listeners today is there are 7 types of kuhunas. And if you will permit, let me share those 7 types with each of you. The first is the prophet or the musician. The second one would be a healer. The third would be a magician or adept. The others would be a sorcerer, evil sorcerer, a spiritualist, or a psychic. Now, why I had to bring this particular component forward, in the days of Mu and the Lemurian days, the kuhunas carried the ancient knowledge of how to bring forth the God connection, how to teach the people the ancient knowledge of how to, as above, so below, meaning the command over the heavens and the lower worlds. And that's where the four directions is very important. And I'd like to encourage all the listeners today the importance of working with the four directions. There's an actual light being or God force that rules each of these directions. And if you'll work with these as you bring them in, great example, my bedroom is my sacred space. Nothing can enter or exit from that space once I have set it up. I call forth the four directions, which we all know is north, east, south, and west. When I bring the towers into my sacred space, I'm actually able to utilize those four directions in manifestation of whatever level that I'm working at, from healing to manifesting an abundance in my own life and others' lives, or just shifting and moving energies that create blocks in our own life. Now, getting back to Mu and Lemuria, we did indeed have tribes. Example, I am from the tribe of the turtle, which is known for ancient wisdom and knowledge. The original kahunas came from the island of Kauai, along with the many hunis. Now, we will get into that a bit here, but let's stick
with
the kahunas.
Did you say they came from the ancient island of Hawaii, or did you use another word? Because I'm not hearing quite clearly there.
It's the island of Kauai.
Oh, Kauai. Okay, thank you for clarifying. Fascinating. Okay. So do go on then. This is very interesting material you have here.
Thank you. Anyway, getting back to the island of Kauai, that's where you found the ancient kahunas. And, of course, even the kings and queens of those days did indeed console in a kahuna. And it depended on what you were looking for, going back to the seven types of kahunas. Now, let's bring forth a little bit of the mini hunis. Now, the mini hunis, as we would look, our knowledge of today would be like your equal to your elves here in the mainland. They worked very closely with the kahunas along with the Hawaiian people. Now, what was really intriguing about the Minnehunis, it was actually the Minnehunis that taught the kahunas how to take command as above, so below. Once they felt that the earth life forces on these islands were ready to receive this knowledge, it actually came from them that they taught us this ancient knowledge. Isn't that fascinating?
It is. Is it possible then, Leilani, that what you're tapping into with your kahuna knowledge is a direct derivative thereof of ancient Mu, that this is ancient knowledge that's coming out now or has been somehow preserved orally throughout the centuries? Or how do you connect it to Mu?
Yes, and that's what's so wonderful in our time now, is that we're actually moving back into the ancient ways of being with the integration of what we know today. So what does that really mean for all of us is learning to be in harmony with our environment, being in harmony with other life forces, from nature to our animals to human beings, of honor and respect, along with going back to the ancient ways of doing things, from healing to bringing back the sacredness. If a great example is I actually, when I do my meditations, I go into a sacred ceremony, and I bring forth all the different elements to participate with me. It's being in partnership with everything around us. Does this make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I can totally relate to what you're saying. And I want to add here, too, that what you were saying about the ancient inhabitants of Mu or Lemuria was that these people could, as above, so below, you were really speaking of their ability to manifest what they needed through thought, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
And even so what...
And the many Hunis that actually, you know, was that you found on the island of Kauai, they were very advanced in technology along with their psychic powers.
Oh, really?
So, oh, yes, very advanced. And that's where we had the split between Atlantis and the Lemurians. It was actually the island of Samoa, which where you also found kahunas. They were the island or the kahunas that chose to misuse those abilities for their own personal gain. Once they started learning this advanced technology, that is how we ended up with Atlantis.
Right. Well, it's my understanding that Atlantis was in many ways as advanced as what we have now. Although, you know, the records are incomplete because all we have are the psychic records, such as Edgar Cayce's fine work. But that's also very good, reliable information as far as I'm concerned. But now you're saying that the Samoans took the technology and then misused it, but I thought it was also the Atlanteans who had some kind of technology using crystals, and they misdirected crystal energy down through the center of the earth, and it caused Atlantis to go under the sea. That's my, you know, that's what I have from reading, but you probably can inform us a little bit more on the relationship of the Samoans, who I was unfamiliar with, and then, of course, you know, how the two civilizations split. So if you could go into a little more history there.
Yes, and it was the many Hunis that taught the advanced knowledge of the crystals. Originally, there was no separation between the Hawaiian Islands, Samoa, and Tahiti. They all worked together in partnership. Mm-hmm. And the kahunas that actually gained the full knowledge of kaho kahuna, means master of all the different seven types of kahunas, you integrated that within yourself. And so there were pockets of individuals that chose to take that advanced knowledge using crystals and other types of technology and said, whoa, wait a minute. We've got something very powerful here. We can turn this around and use it for power and control of others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they separated from the islands of Mu or Lemurian and started their own advanced civilization.
Mm-hmm. And then that ended up being their downfall, of course, through the legends as we have it. Even Plato speaks of the fall of Atlantis and the murky waters of the Atlantic during his lifetime due to the continuation of the islands muddying the Atlantic Ocean. So, but Atlantis is a fascinating subject, but I think Lemuria is really what the ancient records in the Bible refer to as the Garden of Eden. That's how
that
I think of Lemuria.
Mm-hmm. And still today...
So there was an idyllic... Go ahead, please.
Right. Because even today, it's really interesting because, you know, I do carry the Hawaiian blood. I still today am in ownership or in partnership with many other Hawaiian people in ownership of the land there. Now, I just recently found that they were selling that land that we're in ownership of. They're actually selling it now. And that saddens me when I found this out. And eventually we will work on that. But I'd like to even give even further information is I am a direct descendant of the last queen and kings of the Hawaiian Islands. Still today, my great-grandmother's picture hangs in the palace. Now, Queen Liliuokalani, Princess Kahilani, was my cousin and my auntie. King Kohio was also an uncle of mine, and then I have a lot of strong ties to King Kamehameha, which is, I am a direct descendant of him. As I had mentioned earlier, I am from the tribe of the turtle, which carries the ancient wisdom and knowledge. Pele is my sister. She's very real. And if any of you have ever worked with the Pele energy, whoo boy, she is true to form, that young lady is. The shark is my protector. The many hoonies, I can call the many hoonies from the ancient days here to the mainland, or the ancient warriors, or tap into the ancient kahunas to come forth as well. And what
that's fabulous. So you are related to the bloodline, and it seems like, that being the case, very often traits are passed on in the blood, such as intuitive gifts. So that's very interesting, and it all seems to fit into the whole matrix, if you will, of this heritage, which is wonderful. So glad you're having a chance to share this about yourself. I've heard your show before, and I haven't heard anything about this. So, this is a wonderful show, Lilani.
Well, it is time for me. It's really interesting because I had gone to the UFO convention at Landers, California, and I was sitting there, just minding my own business, doing what I was to do for the reason I was there, because I went there to film this convention. And all of a sudden, my Master Kahuna, which is me, my higher self, came forward and actually had asked permission to do a ceremony, an actual ceremony for everyone there. And I went, whoa, wait a minute. I have never done this in public. And to condense a long story into a very short one here, the individuals that had actually thrown this particular event, you could see her eyes growing really big, and she said, oh my gosh, Leilani, I had no idea that you could do these things. The very next day after I had shared blessings with those individuals, she came back to me the next day and said to me, I've already received one of the blessings. And she had received three of them on a Saturday and had already had one blessing unfold for her. So I was hearing all these different comments throughout the convention of their own experiences. And that's when I really, truly realized that it was time for me to come out fully and who I am.
Well, what an honor to have you share this on the Peaceful Planet and to bring this forth, and I am very fascinated by the Hawaiian tradition of the Huna. And as I've read about it in Joshua Stone's writings, the IM University and all that, and he was talking about it being sort of a mystical ancient practice, and I gather from your teaching that it goes all the way back to the time of Mu. So help our audience understand, when they're practicing Kahuna, what exactly does it do with your power of manifestation or healing, or how does it actually work for you, if you can explain that?
Well, a great example is a lot of the healing work that I share with others. I've had incidents where an individual came in. One of the great examples, this woman had been in excruciating pain for 25 years and had been on quite a few different painkillers, and her body had totally gotten used to the pain, along with the medication just didn't work for her anymore. And so it had inhibited her from doing a lot of physical activity that, you know, you and I are both very used to doing. All of a sudden she was realizing, you know, it was difficult to sit for a long period of time or walk. She wasn't able to, you know, go hiking or swimming or whatever. Well, she came to me to, and she was a non-believer. And her and I have had this friendship ever since then. After I finished working on her, she is no longer on painkillers. She lost over 250 pounds of body weight. She's able to run, hike, swim, and do all the normal things that you and I can do today.
Oh, wonderful.
And what's so intriguing is one of my master kahunas came forward and said, we'll give her new body parts. And I said, excuse me?
Yeah, like that's, I thought that was in the realm of the impossible.
I did too, to be honest with you. If I said anything differently, I would be lying to you, and I'm not going to do that. And so, of course, I'm having this major conversation between me and the Master Kahuna, and he explained to me, and all of us have experienced it one time or another in our own world, is that a lot of times you've heard people say that they feel like, let's say you've missing a leg, and the person will say, well, it feels like I still have my leg there. That is an absolute true statement, because you do. And what I found out as I proceeded to listen to the guidance that I was receiving is that we do indeed have the same physical leg. We have seven other layers of that same leg.
Okay, so it's a spirit manifestation or a holographic manifestation of the leg that still continues even if it is removed or something.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So the Master Kahuna said, because this woman's, you know, from her toes all the way up to her waist, she had pins and rods basically holding her lower part of her body together.
Oh, boy.
So the Master Kahuna says, bring forth the new body parts and drop them in. You'll have to reconnect all the nervous system. You'll have to make sure that the nervous system goes online, and so forth, and make sure that even the blood vessels, the muscle tissues, all of those things had to be reconnected. So I did. I grabbed hold to the other body part, dropped it into the existing leg, and proceeded to connect the nervous system and so forth. And today, she has a full life.
That's phenomenal. Praise God for your work. That's really wonderful. I had no idea that you were involved in that level of healing. You know, I want to open up our... Oh, go ahead.
Okay. The importance of that information and why I really wanted to share this with everyone is in those days of Mu and Lemuria, even the Atlantis days, they were still growing body parts. We have the ability this day, right now, to grow body parts. And they did it back then. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, that they, in the Edgar Cayce writings, he talks about something known as the Things, which were people that were mixed with animals. And, you know, teaching art history as I do, I've seen them over and over again, the centaurs and things. The Minotaurs, all these animal-human forms, I always wondered, was there any truth to that? I mean, they're totally fictitious as far as art history is concerned. But, you know, in Edgar Cayce's work, he says that this was a distortion that was created during the Atlantean times.
And that is absolute correct.
And creatures that we think of as mythical are true, just like a lot of the ascended masters that come through the various pagan religions are truly ascended masters.
Well,
so there's a lot more truth.
To deep further on that, because it's truth now. What's interesting is today we would call it a curse. Now, this actually started in the biblical days. And this is when, in Egypt, when Moses led the people from Egypt and he parted the sea. It was during that time frame is when this curse began, where you had half man, half beast.
Oh, and how did that come to be among the people of Moses?
Well, even in those days, we were being visited by terrestrial beings from different galaxies and universes. They were teaching us and sharing with us advanced technology and how to work with the universal connection. There were those individuals, as there were in Mu and Lemuria, where they misused that technology along
with... With DNA technology that they were mixing human with animal DNA, apparently. That's horrible. I've heard, though, that the U.S. government has secret experiments on people very similar to that. So, I mean, you
well,
know,
today
no
we have clones walking around.
Mm-hmm.
That
but
are
it's
living
not
lives as you and I are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very interesting. So you really are tapping into some very interesting ancient wisdom traditions here with the Huna and all this other stuff that sounds so far out, but it does make sense because from a visual perspective anyway, why would there be all these fictitious animals and human forms and centaurs in ancient Greece and all of the legends that go with it? It's just phenomenal how interesting all of this is and how it fits into a total paradigm. You know, I wanted to give our listeners a chance to call in and receive a blessing or a healing from you or from myself. Would you still be open to that? We're on such an interesting topic. We could go either way with it, with whichever way you want to go, Leilani.
Absolutely. The listeners can either call in for a message, or if they would like a healing from me, I can do that as well. So we'll let the callers decide for us.
Well, they can ask you a question about your work as well. And I want to open up our phone lines again at 877-876-5227, toll free. And, of course, you can call in at 888-810-8322 in Canada. So I want to welcome our listening audience and encourage them to call in and ask for a reading, and either Leilani or myself will take the call. And we welcome your thoughts and responses, questions you may have about Leilani's work. It's fascinating the amount of information you have about this, and the experiments that, you know, were going on are so similar to today's world. They do say that a lot of people are incarnate now in America who were as ancient Atlanteans, and they're reliving some of their trauma and their drama.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it's really interesting. My great-grandmother was indeed a kahuna. And she was very well known in the island of Oahu, and the church that she built still stands today and is very active,
really?
Not only with my own family, but, you know, of course, everyone is welcomed. Now, this church, the Hawaiian church, the true Hawaiian church, does not have walls. So when you sit in church, if an animal comes cruising in, they're very, you know, the church is very open and accepting of that life force within that sacred space.
How interesting. How long, I suppose you lived your whole life in Hawaii? You were raised there, or
no,
how long were you?
I didn't live my whole life there. My parents sent me here to the mainland as well.
Oh,
I see. Really interesting, because she says to us children, you must learn from, and I mean this with the utmost respect, is you must learn from the white man. And so I'm grateful to my mother in that perspective, because I have learned tremendously from the people here, from the mainland. Now, I've taken it a step further because it was important for me to learn all cultures and the way they, you know, their belief system. And what I have found through my studies and research being here in the mainland is that we all do exactly the same thing. We just have different names or terminologies that we use. Because a kahuna is not any different than what a medicine person or, you know, with the Native American culture.
I see. So you've had a chance to talk to other cultures by being in this culture and then, of course, work with the white race and the dominant culture that we have here. That must have been a little bit challenging coming from that tradition. But did your grandmother or your mother raise you in this tradition, or did you adapt it having a natural interest in it? I guess I was interested also in knowing whether you were born in Hawaii and partly raised there, or, you know, because I think of Hawaii as just a paradise. I'd love to go there sometime.
I was actually born on the island. And I was born in a hospital called Queens Hospital. Of course, you know, because I carried the heritage, you know, in those days, I was actually able to go to school, which was a private school for that was developed for the Hawaiian people. So we were taught our own culture. Now, we were forbidden to speak our own language and to actually practice the kahuna ways. Now, my great-grandmother continued her practice, but she practiced the kahuna ways under the umbrella of the church as a reverend.
So when you say under the umbrella, it was some sort of Christian church? But she used her talents within that framework. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How interesting.
Yes. And we were forbidden and put to death if they, you know, if we actually used our knowledge and wisdom. Now, I came from a background that a lot of my family still today speak fluent Hawaiian language. They still conduct the same cultures from way back when. So I was subject to that, which was very normal way of living as I was growing up. So
wonderful.
I was sent here to the mainland, it was a challenge for me to incorporate the ways here of the mainland along with my own culture.
I bet that would be, yeah. Now, you know, being where you're at now, you've had plenty of time to integrate this, but it must have been confusing when you were little. Also, I'm curious why on earth they would practice putting to death anyone who practiced kahuna. Was it thought of as like black magic on the islands, or was it a law, or how did they manage to have such a severe punishment for it?
Well, once... It started when Captain Cook came, and you know, one of the reasons why, and I'd like to clear this up, you know, of course the Hawaiian people took the life of Captain Cook, but there's more to that story than what is actually written. The Hawaiian people are very true to form in sacredness. Following the universal laws, we are very clear that we only have 13 letters in our alphabet. Each of those letters is tones that are tuned into the universe. Just by speaking the language keeps you balanced and grounded and connected to as above, so below. What has happened is once the government came in and overthrew the palace, our queen, Princess Kahilani, had been sent to Great Britain. We had deep relationships with Great Britain, and so she was sent there to go to school. and they sent for her, and the moment she walked off the ship, she was imprisoned at that time.
Oh.
And from that moment on, they forbid any of the Hawaiian people not to wear, you know, we had to wear clothes. We had to cover up. We had to wear long sleeves. Our collars were up to our necks. Our dresses had to be long. That's when they passed a law saying that the kahuna ways were not to be exercised. So they had to go into
hiding. So you weren't talking about current times, like it's not against the law to practice kahuna in the current culture. It may be frowned upon, though, and thought of as magic, I would assume, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. What an interesting history. It doesn't surprise me in the least with Britain doing things like that, being the imperial power they were in the 18th and 19th century. But it's fascinating. So much of this I have not heard before. It was so interesting to discuss all of this with you today, Leilani. And we're winding up our show already. I can't believe how time has flown. And we didn't get a chance to get any callers. But I think you totally captivated our audience with this information. It's just magnificent, and I'd love to have you come back on again and share more about your culture and your knowledge of the ancient wisdom and the kahuna. How fascinating. I'm sitting here taking notes. When are you going to write your book?
You know, I keep being asked that, and I just know that when the time comes, it will flow. They, you know, the Ascended Masters have given me a lot of deep knowledge about the universe throughout the years, and I know that my first book will be based on ancient knowledge. We are coming into full circle, just as the Native Americans, and that's where we're shifting into. So it's exciting for me, and the hope for, you know, the whole planet. Because
absolutely,
a lot of these things I'm speaking about today is going to be play a major role in our lives.
Mm-hmm. As we move into our own greater powers, and we all begin to absorb the energies of the ascension that's happening, we'll all be expanding. And these Native traditions are so rich a heritage in terms of informing us of that. So many of the Native cultures know that this was, you know, predestined to occur. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
So,
you know, growing up in that environment of
being
connected, it was a real eye-opener and a shock to my system that as I got older and realized that that wasn't the norm of our societies, regardless of what culture you were from. You know, I basically shut myself down three times in this lifetime, and that was because I desired to be what I thought was normal, like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to give out your website and your email, if I may, and then if you'd like to have anything else to say, then we're going to conclude with some music. So, listeners, if you'd like to email Leilani, she is available at imdivinelight@aol.com, and we encourage you to visit her website at www.imdivinelight.com. And could you share with our listeners, too, when they can hear your show on VBS for those that haven't heard you before? I'd like them to tune into the show.
Thank you. I broadcast on Tuesday evenings with VBS Radio Late Night. Tuesdays from 6:30 to 9:30, and I would love for each and every one of you to come and play with me. My show's name is Universal Spiritual Connection, and I'd love to hear from all of you and share your thoughts with me.
Well, it was really interesting, and then, of course, I think I'm going to be appearing on your show coming up this week, so definitely,
yes,
you
want
to tune in to that next following Tuesday. Not this Tuesday, but the next one, I think. Well, so anyway, tune into the show, visit her website, It's been such a pleasure and honor to have you, Leilani, and I hope you'll come back and visit again with us on BBS Radio on the Beautiful Planet.
I would love that. Thank you. I am honored.
I'm honored, too, and many blessings to you today and always. And we encourage you to visit my website at www.DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. You can sign up on the site index for a reading or purchase a copy of the book. With love from Diana. We thank you all for listening. We're going to tune into that song now. Have a great weekend. And Leilani, thank you again. It was truly great to have you.
Thank you.
No, not today. War is not the answer. There's a better way. I don't believe the TV or the magazine. It's just the party line, the propaganda machine. They're playing on our fear, but I won't be played. They're playing on our fear, but I'm not afraid. They tell me everybody's falling in line, everybody's bowing to the throne. Peace. that war is not the answer. No, not today.